the book Hebrews, part 255. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, you're so very welcome to contact us, especially the English books. There is a massive amount of Afrikaans books, if you are bilingual, that you can obtain, which I have written. You can contact us at our WhatsApp number, it's +27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Always, new people are always welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Therefore, it's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that matters. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. I'm just going to use the last paragraph. As I was told by the USB, United Bible Society in South Africa, through Dr. Gerry Christeninger, the CEO in 2013, he told me the way the old Bibles was translated was not relevant for the time that we now live in. Can you imagine that? And therefore, certain events and words from time to time needs to be replaced to be in line with the time we now are living in. So he changed them for the benefit of the people. This makes reviewing of Bibles very dangerous. My question is, who decide what in the Bible need to be replaced and from which denomination are they? I've said most of the time they are from the Roman Catholic Church, who obtain most Bible translation rights and Bible reviews. From now on, we will compare these two different scriptures to come to a biblical conclusion, or otherwise we are still only wasting our time. Most of the time people will believe things on the internet which has no biblical foundation, and that is why it is causing so much confusion. Things which is placed on internet, like the book Enoch, there's no authors, there's no bibliology where you can go and trace back where the references come from. But we know from their own confession that the five different books of Enoch, which was created from the 16th century, came from 11 fragments of scripture, and that's what they used to create a whole book from 11 fragments, and then it disappeared, it was gone. And then it came, suddenly appeared in Africa. And then one of the Freemasons just came from Ethiopia, and he had a complete book printed in English from Ethiopia. Now, yeah, that's why there's so much confusion. And then suddenly there was another four that just appeared, also from Ethiopia, from the same 11 fragments, contradicting each other in so much different places. I've just finished the course, or the study in Afrikaans, the book of Enoch, Truth or Lies. Right, now what I'm going to do now, I'm going to compare Hebrews 11 verse 5 with what we read in Genesis, with you having the knowledge now. I just gonna draw your attention to it. Hebrews 11 verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God of Yahweh had translated him. And therefore his translation, he, Enoch, had the testimony that he pleased Yahweh Almighty. So, Apostle Paul, more than 4,000 years later, is writing about what has happened in Genesis. And this is what he's written. No, this is what happened with the translations. This is what happened with the translations, with the reviewing. Because if I take this, Hebrews 11:5, compare it with Genesis 5, then we will find that it's contradicting each other. Right. Now it says in Genesis 5:21, we're just making the comparisons, and Enoch lived 605 years, and he begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God, they say God, which is Yahweh, after he begat Methuselah, 300 years. And he begat sons and daughters. Now listen, Genesis 5:23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24. This is the scripture that raised the eyebrows. And Enoch walked with God, or Yahweh, and he, Enoch, was not, for God, or Yahweh, took him. Took him where? It's easier that he died. And he was no more. He was not found anymore. So the right thing to say is that Yahweh took him. If Pastor Rika says, I'm dead, I'm no more, Yahweh took me, does that insinuate that I have been drawn up into heaven alive? In any special way? Not in the least. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. Now look at Genesis 5 verse 24. Enoch walked with God, and he, Enoch, was not. For Yahweh took him. What does it mean? A. This only means that Enoch had a personal relationship with Yahweh Almighty. That's all it says. I believe I have a personal relationship with Yahweh Almighty. I believe you have a personal relationship with Yahweh Almighty. We all do. But that does not qualify us to just be caught into heaven alive. That will only occur after the final covenant has been formed. Daniel 9:27. And after 1,230 days, wherein the Pope will sit in the temple and offer on behalf of Israel the offerings. That's what will happen. And then, after 1,230 days of false peace, that's why I call it in my books, then Yahweh will provide for Yahushua to come as the bridegroom for the bride of Yahushua. That's us. And we will be changed from an earthly into a heavenly body. Not to go into heaven for a certain time and then to be sent back to the earth to come and preach to the Gentiles or to the Hebrews or whoever. Because this is what the book Enoch says happened. The book Enoch, when you read the book Enoch, it says he's been drawn up into heaven. And he went through seven stages of different heavens. Well, some places he says ten heavens. where he met the fallen angels, the 200 fallen angels. There were no 200 fallen angels. They were cast on the earth, one third of heaven. Angels. Not 200. And then from that 200 angels, there were 20 leaders. Then Yahweh gave him the names of the 20 leaders. And they came down and they had intercourse with Adam's daughters. And that's where the giants were created, Genesis chapter 6. No, it's not what the Bible says. Because angels does not have penis. They cannot have intercourse with any woman. They are spirits. And those that were cast out of heaven is demonic spirits, evil spirits. There's nothing nice about them. You understand that? But the sons of Yahweh, Adam's offspring, Seth and all the other sons, they were called the sons of Yahweh, married the ladies of men, the Genesis 6, Genesis 1, verse 26 to 29. The people that Yahweh spoke. He didn't make them by hand. He didn't blow in their nostrils the breath of life. No. In Adam's and in his sons and daughters, they had eternal living souls. Genesis 1 people, heaven. And there you have the combination of two different species of humans. The Genesis 1 that lived like animals, they were hunters, they were bad news, and they filled the earth. And then you have those that was made after the image of Yahweh spiritually, which was Adam's sons, married to the daughters of Genesis 1, 26, 29. And their offsprings became the giants of Revelation 6, Revelation, Genesis 6, verse 1 to 8. And the Bible says everything they thought, every plan they made was corrupted, was evil. Why? Because of the personality of the Genesis 1, 26, 29 people. And that's where Canaan got his wife from. Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel. Cain slaughters Abel. Abel's gone. Adam, Eve, Cain. Three people on earth, according to the church. Then Yahweh says to Cain, go to the land north and the east and go get yourself a wife there. Well, you know what the church taught us? That he married his own sister. What does his sister do in a land of her own? A country of her own? One, woman. Yeah, we know women sometimes can be a handful, but only a joke. But she was one of the Genesis 6 women. And Cain says to Yahweh before he went, but the other people on my way there will find me and they will kill me. Who will kill him? Apart from him, take him away, they are two, Adam and Eve. Who's going to kill them? No, there's other people that's going to kill me. You know who they are? They're the rest of the Genesis 1 verse 26, 29 people. They were bad hunters. They were going to kill Cain. And Cain went and he took a wife and he built a city. Now, that is the short of what has happened, where the book Enoch says that the fallen angels came and they took themselves wives, the daughters of Adam. It's not the daughters. It's the sons of Adam. It's those that comes from him. The sons of God, sons of Yahweh. It's not the fallen angels. They are committed, the fallen angels are committed to evil. They cannot ever be named the sons of God or Yahweh Almighty again. And they do not have access to heaven. They've been cast out. They are on the earth. And that's why the earth looks like it is. So what we're going to do, because time has caught up with us, what we're going to do on Monday, we're going to deal with this personal relationship that Enoch had with Yahweh Almighty. That made him a very special man, maybe, but not to be drawn into heaven alive, like the book Enoch tries to convince people. It's weekend. Let us be the best Yahwist we can be. Preach the gospel timely and untimely, and let us be a witness unto the kingdom of Yahushua. Till Monday, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.